Hi, everybody. The complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just somebody living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas and experiences on this podcast. Today, I'm going to be doing a review. I've done a few movie reviews in the past, just recently, but today I'm going to do a review of a character on my favorite show of all time. This is the character of Safi from the show Absolutely Fabulous. I'll give some background on the show Absolutely Fabulous and how it came about. So there's two comedians and they're from England. Their names are Don French and Jennifer Saunders. They originally did a skit called Modern Mother and Daughter. This show was created and written by Jennifer Saunders, the TV version, and it was based off of this production that French and Saunders did. Jennifer Saunders plays Adina Monsoon. She's the mother and main character on the show. She's the mother of Safi. Safi's played by Julia Savala. And Safi, again, is the character who I'm primarily focusing on for this podcast. The reason I'm reviewing Safi is because I feel like this character is a perfect candidate for someone with complex PTSD. I'll explain that in a little bit why. Also, this is my all-time favorite show, as I said, so I feel like I really know this show well, really well, in order to discuss it for this podcast. And I have discussed the script editor a few times in the past on this podcast. About a year, or even more than a year ago, I mentioned Ruby Wax. Again, she was the script editor for the show. She's a comedian, but she's also someone who gives a lot of speeches and talks about mental health. If you YouTube Ruby Wax, you might find some comedy things that she's done, but she's also done a lot in the realm of mental health. So there's a lot of things I really love about this show. I'm going to read a little bit about complex PTSD before I begin this podcast on Safi and the show. So complex PTSD is related to the chronic, it can be related to chronic psychological abuse. That's one of the things it's primarily related to. There are many other areas of trauma that fit into complex PTSD, those being long-term physical or sexual abuse, slavery, indentured servitude, intimate partner violence, victims of kidnapping and hostage situations, prisoners of war, human trafficking, and there's more and more. I found a lot of that on Wikipedia in regards to complex PTSD. But for this character today, I'm focusing primarily on long-term psychological abuse coming from a primary caregiver. Symptoms of complex PTSD can be prolonged feelings of terror, worthlessness, helplessness, and deformation of one's identity and sense of self. As I do further reviews of the character of Safi, I will point out how, in my opinion, this has been portrayed on the show pretty accurately. Safi eventually becomes, again in my opinion, a shell of her former self and angrier as she becomes an adult. So there were three seasons that were originally on Comedy Central, but if you really follow the show like a huge fan like I do, there were further seasons that were done many years later, and you start to see Safi, she's just not who she used to be as a teenager, and in my opinion, it takes kind of a sad turn for her. I would point that out as we get more into the seasons down the road. But again, I'm doing this review today only on Safi in regards to the first season, and I'm not doing every episode. I'm only picking and choosing the ones that I think portray Safi the most and give you the most background on Safi. For this first review, I'm going over specific aspects of Safi's life with her mother, and we will be covering the entire first season. Again, there's one or two episodes that I did leave out. I chose to focus solely, again, on the scenes with Safi. So there's most of the scenes are with Adina and Patsy, but I try to zero in on Safi here. She is primarily with her mother, Adina, but she's also in scenes with her father, Justin. Justin is played by the late Christopher Malcolm. She's also in scenes with her grandmother on the show, played by the late June Whitfield. She's also in scenes with Patsy, played by Joanna Lumley, and Bubble, played by Jane Horrocks. I will also point out that a key character in regards to the point of this review is Safi's longtime friend Sarah, who is played by Naoko Mori. As seasons progress, this character of Sarah will be Safi's longtime support network and will be one of the few people in Safi's personal life who knows just how dysfunctional and emotionally abusive her mother was to her growing up. This first season debuted in 1992 on the BBC. The first episode was called Fashion. So, just to give you more background, Safi's mother is, she works and lives in the world of fashion. She's very eccentric, her mother's very eccentric, and very obsessed with all things that she thinks are the cool in thing that she should be doing and cool fashion she should be wearing. Most of the time, she looks like a big hot mess for comedic laughter, which is great for the show. The show is very funny. The show is a comedy, by the way, so even though I'm discussing psychological abuse, the show is actually a comedy. All of the episodes in the first season, and so far what I can see further seasons, were written by Jennifer Saunders and directed by Bob Spears. The first episode, we meet Safi and her mother, Adina. We see that the mother has a drinking problem, and Safi plays a motherly role in the household. She plays a motherly role to her own mother. Safi's mother is very focused on fashion and living in the moment, while Safi is much more conservative and focused on school. The mom grovels for Safi to make her some coffee as they're sitting in the kitchen, surrounded by wine bottles that the mom drank the night before. When Safi originally does not want to make the coffee, the mom begs more, and when Safi finally makes coffee for her mother, we see the mother insult her, saying, "Do you have to make those expressions as you grind the coffee?" The mom eventually throws a temper tantrum about no longer wanting the coffee after all. So the mom frequently creates all these little dilemmas out of thin air. This is what's known as a crazy maker. I learned about crazy making from my own therapist because I grew up with someone in my immediate family who was a crazy maker. That's exactly what Adina is doing right here in regards to throwing a tantrum about, "I don't want coffee anymore. I don't want any more coffee." That's crazy making, and that is super destructive to a kid. We are brought to the realization that the mother is a hot mess. She can't keep her mind organized on one thing for too long unless it's focusing on getting her next high or her feel-good moment. It's all about herself, the mother. We are also brought to the realization that Safi is a cynical daughter, and for a teenager, that's really saying something. Most teenagers are not cynical, so to see a cynical teenager, that's a warning sign that something in this household is wrong. The mom goes on about a fashion show and what a dilemma it is, and Safi says, "It can't be that complicated, it's just a fashion show." The mom impresses upon Safi just how hard it is to be in the world of fashion. There's a lot more than what she knows. We're also let in the idea that the mom is very sensitive about her weight and she feels fat. Safi knows this is a sensitive topic for her mother, but also one that is a point of reality for her. For most of the time, the mother lives in a fantasy world, but Safi knows her mother's fantasy world is verging on delusional. So from time to time, she tries bringing her mother back to reality for her own good. We are also introduced to the fact that Safi is not just a realist. She's also into science. So maybe her life with her otherworldly mother has made her into more than just a realist, it's made her into a devout scientist. Before Adina goes to work, we see her squeeze her eyes with her fingers. She's pinching her eyes with her fingers, and she leans in and looks at Safi, and she asks Safi if she thinks she needs plastic surgery. So she's making herself look ugly by pinching her fingers on her eyes, saying, do I need surgery? Safi looks at her and says yes. Eventually, Safi says, "Go get your mouth sewn up." By doing this, the audience, by Adina squeezing her eyes like this with her fingers, the audience is introduced to the fact that the mom is legitimately, quote, off her rocker. The mom is a hot mess, and Safi's her support group, even though the mother torments Safi. We are then introduced to Adina's best friend, whom she's known from her youth, Patsy Stone, played by Joanna Lumley. Patsy and Safi, the daughter, do not enjoy each other's company, and Patsy occasionally snarls at Safi's existence, at one point even burning her with her cigarette. Patsy is Adina's enabler for all things self-centered. We are then introduced to Bubble, played by Jane Horrock. Bubble is an airhead assistant to Adina. Bubble is a bit of comic relief, although the entire show is all comedy. We are seeing Patsy and Adina head to the fashion show that Adina was talking about, the show that they're hosting, and Safi tells them not to be late or coming home drunk. The ending scene of the first episode shows us that Adina and Patsy get very drunk and also do hard drugs, and Safi witnesses them being dropped off at home and her mother falling bottom first out of the car door that they are being chauffeured by. Her mom then falls over as she walks to the door of the house they live in. Safi shuts the door in frustration, and later we see Safi putting her mother to bed, which is not easy because her mother is fighting her. So this is a very toxic, psychologically toxic relationship between a mother and daughter, and this is long-term abuse. I'm jumping to episode 3, which is where Patsy and Adina go to France for a vacation. We are introduced more to the mother's drug use, and Safi flushes her mother's drugs in the toilet to prevent her from being arrested, since her mom is going out of country on a vacation. She thinks her mother would have been caught while traveling to another country. Safi again is playing a mother role here, and her mom is mad at her for it. Safi lets her know that she's taking part in criminal, corrupt, and evil in an evil system, the drug trade. We later see Safi have to bring food for her mom all the way to, she goes to France and brings her food for her mother and Patsy, because apparently Patsy and Adina really don't know how to take care of themselves. This is one reason Adina has Safi as her main crutch. I'm jumping to episode 4 titled ISO Tank, meaning isolation tank. This episode is an actual dream, but you are not led on the fact that it's a dream until the ending. But the episode itself is a good example of how the mom, Adina, torments the daughter Safi emotionally. There's a bit of gaslighting from Adina to Safi in regards to attending an open night at Safi's school. Safi does not want her mom to be there at the open night as she gives a presentation because she thinks her mom will embarrass her. But the mom threatens her and throws temper tantrums to get what she wants. And Safi does not give into it. Then the mom gaslights Safi by threatening to adopt a Romanian baby. She knows Safi wouldn't want her raising another child because the child would grow up the way Safi did. And this gets Safi's attention to the point Safi eventually invites her mom to come to her open night at school to see her presentation. Unfortunately for Safi, her mom still manages to embarrass her during her presentation at school, and the Romanian babies show up for her mother to take care of. Again, the show turns into a dream. Adina didn't actually adopt these Romanian babies. One reason I point this episode out, though, is because this is a perfect example of where complex PTSD can originate. If a caregiver frequently pulls antics like this and is manipulative in the process of doing so, particularly gaslighting, this can create a fight or flight trigger for the caregiver's child, which would be Safi. Safi's the child. And it could be a fight or flight trigger later in Safi's life. Something as simple as giving a speech at an open house at school could become a trigger down the road for Safi, because she will be thinking, this is where problems happen. This is where bad things happen because of what her mom did to her. Something so simple becoming so complicated, this episode is a great example of how complex PTSD originates. One key aspect of the episode of ISO Tank is we are introduced to Safi's friend Sarah. In future episodes, Sarah is frequently looked down at by Safi's mother. Her mother even calls her a derogatory name frequently in future episodes. I believe this has to do with Adina being jealous of Sarah, and Safi and her daughter Safi having a close bond, which Adina has never had with her daughter. Adina only has superficial relationships and usually just uses Safi as a crutch. Seeing Safi enjoy Sarah's company so much gets on Adina's nerves, so she tries to scare off Sarah by calling her names. We will see Adina do this in the next part in relation to her ex-husband's partners. She has two ex-husbands. So when I looked online, these next two episodes were in the reverse order from how they're shown on Hulu. I am going to follow Hulu's order since that is how I watch them. The next episode was titled Magazine, and we get to see some similarities between Patsy's upbringing and Safi's. Remember, Patsy and Safi don't get along. You might wonder what in the world do these two women have in common, but surprisingly, they have one significant thing in common. After seeing Patsy pull one of Adina's tricks and try and insult Safi and then sweet talk her immediately after to be in a TV commercial, we get to see Patsy open up to Safi about her own mother and her upbringing. Apparently, Patsy's mom was this otherworldly, self-serving escapist type who would torment Patsy. Does that remind you of someone? Patsy's mom was a lot like how Adina treats Safi, her daughter. This is really good writing in this scene because you are seeing how all these characters relate to one another, like puzzle pieces fitting together. Patsy ended up becoming friends with someone, Adina, who was a lot like her own mother. We also learn a little bit that Adina's mother, played by June Whitfield, appears normal, but she's actually a kleptomaniac. So her mother is also a well-hidden hot mess of her own. It kind of made me wonder what Safi's friend Sarah's home life is like, and is Sarah's mother or father a bit wacky too, like Safi's? And will Safi turn into her own mother someday in some way, shape, or form, or will Safi become more like Patsy? That would be interesting and sad at the same time. One other thing I want to comment in regards to this, the scenes where Patsy is remembering her mother, is that this show was originally a stage production, and you can really see it in the way this show is presented and filmed, particularly the dream scenes. There's a lot of dream scenes in all of the seasons. It's much better thought out and acted out, those dream sequences. There's something hugely different between theater and something that is simply a script that was never acted out on stage beforehand. It's my personal opinion. The next episode and final for this first season and this first review in this podcast, the next episode is called Birthday. So Safi's mother, Adina, is turning 40, and Safi's throwing her a party. Adina's two ex-husbands arrive with their now significant partners. One has a wife or girlfriend, and the other one has a male partner named Oliver. So Safi's biological father is now in a relationship with a man. In the beginning of the episode, we see the mom throwing a temper tantrum. We've seen this before with Adina. She's throwing a temper tantrum about the party and the cooking and everything is Safi. Safi's bringing all these people together for her birthday and she doesn't like it. Safi turns around and slaps her across the face. We start to get the idea that Safi has accepted her mother's nonsense and temper tantrums to a degree and just puts up with her and just has to put her in line occasionally. This is a bad thing, in my opinion. This reminds me a little bit of the movie I recently reviewed called I, Tonya. In the scene where Tonya's mom says, she says to Tonya, I never would have stayed with a guy who beat me up. And Tonya replies and implies she learned to accept abuse from her mom. So why is it so surprising? And the mom says, well, maybe you needed to be beaten up. And Tonya gets up to leave, and the mom says, give your mother a kiss before you go. And Tonya gives her a kiss. So Tonya's like accepting this situation, this environment with her mother. And to me, the situation with Safi and Adina, although it's not so much physical, it's psychological abuse, this is the same situation. We see Safi is learning to cope with a dysfunctional, narcissistic mother. And remember in I, Tonya, Tonya ended up in an abusive marriage later, just like the abuse she received at home. So we'll have to see if Safi finds herself in similar psychologically abusive situations as an adult. The show continues, and I'll wrap up with the mother, Adina, beginning to scare off the guests at the birthday party, and then trying to scare others off, but others end up sticking around anyway. Much of Adina's desire to scare guests off stems from her jealousy. We see one of her ex-husband's partners compliment Patsy's figure, and Adina gets jealous about that because Patsy liked the compliment It's almost like Adina's afraid she's going to lose Patsy to this person. We see another enjoy Safi's company. Another one of Adina's ex's partner, Oliver, enjoy Safi's company. And this guest, Oliver, she runs him off, which is just what she wanted, because she was jealous of him too. Much like her jealousy of Sarah, Safi's friend, who she always calls names, she's trying to run her off. Again, the scaring off of friends and family during gatherings, if it happens chronically, can definitely create a fight-or-flight response in the mind of the child who is being raised in a home like this. So as I said, this show focuses primarily on psychological abuse and, to a degree, neglect from the caregiver to the child. That is all of the review of Safi for this first season that I'm going to do. I'll be reviewing Safi's character in the second season of Absolutely Fabulous, either tonight or tomorrow at some point. For now, this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.